My secret weapon for breaking bad habits. Hi, this is the 41-year-old teenager, Roger Heska, talking to you today from my backyard. And it's a nice, warm day, very humid here in New Jersey. It's not overly hot, just warm and humid, and gray skies and the sun peeking out every now and then. And I want to share with you some ideas, some magical ideas, some tips for helping you to break bad habits and to start new positive ones. Now, why is this so important? Okay, I mean, maybe this isn't so exciting to you, but the whole basis of my life, everything that I am able to enjoy now, for instance, being the 41-year-old teenager, which involves me having to have changed many, many eating habits. It involved having to change the kind of exercises I do and so on and so forth. Mental and spiritual things that I do and all of these things, they all affect that. Also, my job or my business. There's no way in heck I could have done my job, do what I'm doing now, if I hadn't made a lot of changes to my belief system, started reading all sorts of books, give talks on spiritual subjects, get really involved in changing the way I thought, the way I believed, the way I acted. And it was change after change after change. And unfortunately, most people do not know how to make change. They think it's a difficult thing. Oh, I can't do that. That would be too much. That would just be giving up too much. I couldn't give up cooked food. Regardless, I'm not here to convince you to eat a raw food diet, although I do think it's a healthy thing. But what I am trying to convince you of is your own power to break habits and start new ones easily. It's a skill like anything else. And I have a technique that is my secret weapon for helping me to change bad habits. And it's the warrior technique. And with this technique, let me tell you, last night and a couple nights ago, I just finished eating, well, last night was different, but the other night I just finished eating a nut pate. And that was really enjoyable. Now, it wasn't a very high-fat nut pate. I've learned to make my nut pates with a lot less fat than I used to. You know, in my old days, I used to be a very high-fat, raw food diet kind of person because I didn't think it mattered. I figured as long as it's raw, it's healthy. And unfortunately, my health suffered because of that after about a month or so of going overboard on these nut pates, because I love them so much. I loaded them up with spices and garlic, like 5 cloves of garlic and all these, Thai hot peppers and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, I love that stuff. No way in heck did I miss cooked food eating that stuff. And of course, all the fruits and other things that I was eating, and vegetables and salads and stuff that I was eating during the day. I mean, eating raw is really delicious, even without nut pates, okay? But at the time, that was something I was really getting into, and unfortunately, I did some serious damage to my health because of going overboard like that. So nowadays, when I make a nut pate, I do everything I can to thicken the mixture in my Vitamix. You know, I'll put in a little bit of tomato and cucumber, and I'll put in a lot of celery, for instance, okay? Because I found the celery thickens up the mixture. So the more celery I have in there, the less of either the soaked sunflower seeds or the ground up sunflower seeds that I need to pour into the mixture. So anyway, whole point is that I really, really enjoyed that nut pate, and I wanted more. And I could have easily made another one and another one. And I could have easily, you know, done like in the old days and put on all sorts of fat instead of, let's say, about, I don't know, a little over a half a cup of nuts that I would use, and maybe, I'd say maybe 40% of a cup, that would probably be more accurate. Instead of that, I could have used a whole cup for each nut pate. Or like in the old days, I probably used, quite frankly, like a cup and a half or more. And I had two or three of those per night, just to give you an idea of the incredible amounts of fat and nuts and seeds that I used to eat. But I got this idea. Oh yeah, I can call on the warrior. And in this respect, in this situation, I called him the raw food warrior. Okay? And as soon as I called on the raw food warrior, I tapped into a higher power, a better image. And all of a sudden, you know, within 30 seconds or less, my desire to eat the nut pate just slowly dwindled and disappeared completely. Because I changed my mental image. I saw something better. And that is the key to changing all your habits. If you can learn to like doing what you used to hate or what you used to have some kind of aversion to, if you change something from hatred to getting acquainted and then to liking and then to loving, well, then the habit becomes easy. You know, I love eating raw now. And in the old days, yeah, sure, I like eating fruits and vegetables occasionally. But I thought, you know, giving up all of these cooked foods was going to be way too hard. I love the cakes. I love the burgers. I love the steaks. You know, I love the spaghetti. I loved Thai food. And to give all that up, that's just too much. But then again, you know, I know about the warrior. I know about that inner power, that championship power to help you blast through any limitation. And I have that ability to do that on command. And it's because I've changed many hundreds and hundreds of habits, thoughts, beliefs, actions that I normally take, attitudes. I've had to change all those things to reach my goal, you know, of being my best. But, you know, there are things you need to learn. If you know, it's just a matter of understanding and then believing and then applying. Okay? So anyway, you can get more details, you know, where I give full instructions on what I call the raw food warrior technique to help you break any habits. That is my secret weapon for breaking bad habits. And you can get that today. All the details. I give you written instructions, I give you stories, I show you how you can replace your own heroes, you know, spiritual saints, God, superheroes, you know, I give you all, it could be male or female. In other words, I can make the technique, or you can make the technique suited to your own needs and your own goals to help you elicit your own internal power, to help you blow away your desire for the things that are hurting you and focus that desire on the things that are helping you. And so it makes starting new things so much easier. All you really need to do is be committed. And when you're committed to it, you use a technique and then you'll find just how easy it is to start a new habit. So you can get the Raw Food Warrior technique today, free, as a special bonus, when you get the Magic Ideas Newsletter, first edition. Okay, I have it on special now. It's at a really cheap price, and tonight the price is going up. And it's something. The Magic Ideas Newsletter in itself is incredible. It's a triple edition. There are so many life-changing ideas, things that could improve your life within 5 minutes. Some of them only require reading. And if you read them daily, they start transforming your thought patterns. And a lot of this stuff has to do with the law of attraction. Some of the things are just common sense ideas, writing tech, you know, abilities to stop writer's block. So many different ideas to help you in different areas of your life. And then I've also thrown in a whole bonus package of things, audio interviews with experts on personal development, like Ryan Tracy, Dr. Robert Anthony, John Hari Charan. Great interviews that have improved my life. And there's this one article. It's just an incredible article. It totally changed the way I approached thinking about the, you know, the movie The Secret, and the law. The Secret is basically talking about the law of attraction. Okay? And there's no question that the law of attraction is incredibly important. Okay? It's not the only thing you've got to do. Okay? But it is a big part of success. Without it, success is impossible. Because you can work as hard as you want towards a goal, but if your images are wrong, life is just not going to bring you what you want. Okay, so you have to align your images and your desires with your outer actions. And sometimes you don't need to take action. Sometimes a strong enough, the only action being your own strong state of consciousness, sometimes that's all you need, is your own internal image, and things just sort of magically happen. Like winning the lottery or running into some person who's incredibly important for you to run into. So the Magic Ideas newsletter is something which I believe is vital for you to have, can really improve your life. And so why don't you to go on over there right now. You can go to Roger Hesca. That's RogerHaeske .biz, not .com, .biz, .biz, / magic, and then ideas. Or I believe that's what it is, magic ideas. Anyway, there should be a link below this audio or somewhere near this audio that I'll be putting in, which will show you how to get there and how to take advantage of these techniques tonight. Once you learn, and of course, I'll be throwing in, by the way, the Raw Food Warrior technique, which may not be visible. I probably won't have it updated on the website at rogerhesca.biz, but just know that it is in the autoresponder sequence. I've already uploaded it, so you'll be getting that in a couple of days, including the other bonuses. And, you know, so all told, you know, you're getting about $600 worth of value. And really, what is the value? I mean, how much would you pay to be able to, you know, let's say, for instance, that you wanted to do the raw food diet, but you kind of feel like, oh, I don't want to give up this, or I don't want to give, you know, you're thinking you're giving up all this stuff and that you're losing. But you also know that if you keep on this way, you're likely to get cancer, you're likely to get heart disease, you already have arthritis, whatever it is, your skin is looking a lot older, and you're 50 pounds overweight. You know, what if you can get rid of all those things and realize that life is even much more enjoyable and much more fun eating this way? You know, what if there were a simple little switch you could hit in your brain to make it easy? And that is what the Raw Food Warrior technique can do for you. You can pull that little switch, and then eating a raw food diet or whatever diet you want to eat, you know, whatever improvement in life, maybe it's a partial raw food diet where you eat breakfast only raw and lunch, you know, fruits and vegetables and salads. And then dinner, you're still eating cooked food. So you sort of have what I would call the best of both worlds, but not really. But it's a huge, huge improvement over what most people do. So maybe that's what you want to do. Whatever it is you need motivation for, you know, motivation to start a new business, or, you know, to start changing your negative attitudes about certain people or events, whatever it is, the raw food warrior can give you the power and the motivation to do that easily. Okay, so this is Roger Heska, and I'm going to be signing off, and just want you to remember that the greatest power is your imagination, and the raw food warrior will show you how to unleash the power of not just your imagination, but the power of the raw food warrior. Okay, take care now. Have a great day.